Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for all that He's doing, all the wonderful people He's blessing as He speaks from His heart. You know, I value what the Lord has to say through His people, whether it's through people I look to, whether it's me, whether it's others. It's all from the Holy Spirit. And the enemy's trying to find a way to shut us down, to get us to back off from learning the wonderful truths of God that He reveals by the Holy Spirit. Satan is very afraid of people who love God. He's afraid of them. And I know this. And he's afraid of our potential. And he's desperate. So he can't stop the move of God. He can't stop God. See, God responds to us. So if we keep responding to God, he'll keep responding to us. And that, my friend, is what Satan is afraid of. And I don't mind telling you what he's afraid of. The Lord put it on my heart to talk about fear. The enemy uses fear just like a tool. Your fear is something he can persuade you with. And that fear that he persuades you with interferes with your life in many ways. And I want to cover some of the things that ways his fear tactics, how they work. First of all, fear has no foundation. And Satan operates by fear. And his people operate by fear as well. It has no foundation. It's not real. It's something that you consider and believe. And remember, the kingdom of God operates in seed form. Before Satan was Satan, he was Lucifer. He understood the seed form principles. And the kingdom of darkness, that's why the kingdom of darkness operates in seed form as well. A little leaven will leaven a lump. The fear tactics of Satan is a decay. It works against you just like a cancer grows in a body. It decays and continues until it kills. That's why the wages of sin is death. Sin is a decay. It's an evil thing to have. Fear is evil as well. Anything that's not of faith is sin. So fear is also sin. Faith is an active belief. That's what you use to introduce the kingdom of God in your life. The Lord told me once that faith is a definer. It defines what you, it defines life the way you want it. Trust is a belief. You're taking God at His word. Faith is a belief. And fear also is a belief. Now, fear is a surrendering belief. Anytime people are afraid, they surrender themselves to their captor. And every time Satan was involved, God always told his people to fear not, surrender not. Don't surrender in your heart. There are so many easy ways to overcome your enemy. Don't fear him. See, when you fear people, you don't try to undo what they've done. You're operating on their fear. You're afraid of them. You've given them your power. And the Lord taught me a wonderful lesson. The first thing he told me was fear has no foundation. And when people are afraid, the enemy persuades them by their fears. And everything they do in fear brings to life the fear that they have. Because they fear, they speak. And what they speak causes what they fear to come about. 100% of the time, unless they stop. If you don't check fear and get it out of your life will be what you fear. Because you've surrendered yourself into that. It's a negative faith. It does the opposite of what faith does. By your faith, faith has foundation because God gave you. See, the backbone of faith is grace. What do you believe? If you believe what God said, your life is strong. You're building it on a firm foundation. Like Jesus taught in that parable, you're building on a rock. It's anchored. Your house is anchored when you build by faith. Every time as you build by faith and whenever you build by faith and what you built by faith is anchored. It can't be changed. You have to undo it. You have to stop believing. So the enemy comes with lies and try to get people to fear. Fear is a surrendering belief. It has no foundation. It's not successful. It's a driver. The enemy uses fear to drive you. He uses your fears against you. You surrender yourself to something. It's like in the monster movies, people are afraid. And when they're afraid, they do dumb stuff. You know, they always get in a corner and they can't get out and the monster get them. Because they're afraid. When you're afraid of animals, it's like they own you. No matter what kind of animal it is, if you don't fear them, they don't know what to do. And people are no different. When people know that you're not afraid of them, they don't know what to do with you. Even if they got a weapon, it throws them off balance. But when you're afraid, then they're in control. When you're not afraid of them, then they don't understand why they're not in control. They don't know. They think you might have something up your sleeve. They think you might become very dangerous. Sometimes I've been in confrontations, and the way I looked at people, they just stopped what they would. It stopped them. They were arrested. They didn't know what to do. And I didn't even have a weapon on me. They didn't know what I might do. So when you're not afraid of Satan, he don't know what you might do. You might speak Jesus' name, and he might get a thorough whooping when you do that, because the angels are listening, and God responds to you. People think that God responds to their problem. No, he don't respond to your problem. He responds to your faith. What are you going to speak? His grace is sufficient. I've heard preachers say that his grace is sufficient for you, as if you're supposed to accept the problem and not worry about it. No, the sickness is going to kill you if it finishes its course. It's not God's will. Jesus paid a high price for us to be healed. And they misinterpret Paul's thorn in the flesh, and they use it as an excuse, and the devil always wins with that scripture when they apply it wrong. When God told Paul that my grace is sufficient for you, it's no different than me giving you my checkbook and saying, buy what you need, the money's there, it will not bounce. All right, God gave us grace. In the grace, we have salvation. We have all blessings from his word, which includes authority over the enemy, all the power of the enemy. God made it very clear, even down to serpents and scorpions, all the power of the enemy we have authority over. God gave us authority over Satan. And in Luke chapter 10, when the when the 70 returned, they rejoiced because Satan had, they had a thought. Even the devils were subject to him. And he said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In other words, they found out that God's grace was sufficient for them to drive devils away. That had not been, you know, in the old days, you had to kill them. You had to kill them with the sword. Now you can just arrest them and they can't do nothing. They can't attack. And Paul's thorn in the flesh was not a sickness. We said that last time, but it's not. It's a messenger of Satan. People aggravating him because they were filled with demons. And they were just talking and aggravating him and ridiculing him. And he got rid of them because the grace of God is sufficient. So get rid of your sickness. Get rid of the problem. Grow and mature in the ways of God. Don't be bluffed by the devil. You don't have to be. Don't tolerate it. Do things God's way and grow. It's your heritage. The grace of God is sufficient. And God didn't give you the spirit of fear. That came from the enemy to weaken your life, to take what you already gained. Just like worry. Worry works against, it destroys the strength you already have at your will. Because none of these things work without your will. Fear don't work without your will. You have to be willing to be in fear. You have to be willing to be in doubt. You have to be willing to be worried. You're doing it because of negative situations, but stop looking at the negative situation and look at God. Regard the word. Regarding the word will give you the strength you need. Speak it and act on it and kill your problem. Kill your giant. Kill your giant. You know, the Wizard of Oz looked real big on that screen, but when it came down to it, it was just a man in a room with microphones and cameras and smoke. He was just a wee little man, just like the devil. He's not that big. He's not that tough. They're going to be surprised how weak he is in heaven, in hell. Not heaven, but in hell. They're going to narrowly look on him. Is this the man that caused all this trouble? Yeah, that's the one. You surrender to that. When the enemy know you're not afraid of him, there's nothing he can do. If you're willing to stand in God's word, you gotta be mighty. You know, the word of God helps us to understand how mighty we are. Receive what God said, believe it, and be mighty. You be the bull of the woods. You be the lion in the forest. You be the man of God on the earth. You do what Jesus did. Everything Jesus did is within the grace that God has given us. All of it. You can do what Jesus did because Jesus came down to our level and just destroyed the works of darkness and saved every man. And we build on the foundation that he laid. So if Jesus gave us salvation, we can do more than he did. Because some of the things he did on credit. We do it because he paid the cost. He healed everybody. There was not one person that he prayed for that didn't get healed except for the people in his own hometown. And he was restricted by their unbelief. If you won't believe God, he can still be restricted by your unbelief. And you can die. Or you can receive God's word, speak it, and be mighty. You know, I like Marines. I like the way that they say, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. and they're dedicated to something, and they believe in something, and they know that they're Marines, and they don't back down. My friend Oda Berry is a Marine. First one in, last one out. Hoorah. God loves us. And he's made us to be more than Marines. See, Marines are conquerors. We're more than conquerors. Be more than a conqueror. Be a Marine. Be a conqueror. And you're going to find out you're more than a conqueror. Now, immaturity is something, is also a tool of the devil. Choosing not to grow. You know, if people always came to your rescue and you never learned to grow up, this happens a lot among Christians. They're afraid to fight the devil. They're afraid to be mature. They're afraid to take the high road. Afraid. Seriously? You don't let the devil destroy your family. I've seen women, they won't fight for their own life. But man, they'll fight for their children. So their life is out of balance. Now their children, they'll go to bat for their children, but they won't go to bat for themselves. They won't protect their home. They won't pray for their maturity. They won't pray for their husband's success. And then they complain more than they talk. I've seen women do this. I've seen men do it as well. Now men, they'll tear you out the frame if you try to bother their family. But they won't grow personally. They won't trust God and take him at his word and grow and be responsible. So their life is still out of balance. And if the parents don't learn to fight, it's harder for the children to learn these things. To serve a God you can't see, take him at his word, stand and be strong. That comes from what you do as a person. Remember, God responds to you. If you respond and if you operate according to his word, God is going to back you. If you operate according to his word, God is going to back you. You can trust him to do it. His grace is sufficient. Your faith will be finished and become knowledge. And that's how you learn to trust. You can't learn to trust God if you don't take him at his word. God responds to you. If you're laying on the deathbed, are you going? Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, will you be made whole? As if he had a choice about it. As if he had a choice about it. He had nobody to put him in the water. He didn't need the water. That was just a sovereign act of mercy to stir people up to know that God still heals. He don't need that water, that troubling water. That was a season when the angel would trouble the water and the first one in would be healed. And sick people would hang around and wait till it troubles and then they'd try to jump in and get healed. And they would. You don't need that. You got Jesus. Even if Jesus wasn't there, he had God. If he believed that he could be healed, why not believe that God heals? God does heal. He heals us. Now we got it on paper. He had it on paper too. Because it said by his stripes we're healed. We are healed. In Isaiah 53:5, that was already written several hundred years before Jesus came. He didn't know it. But it was there. Jesus said, will you be made whole? And then he healed him. It's time now to do right by God. It's time to take the high road and be mature. You see, people watch every part of your life, especially when you get in trouble and because there's a devil out there, trouble's gonna come your way. But how will you handle it? Will you speak the word of God? And if you speak the word of God, you're gonna win. If you choose not to listen to the lie of fear, you're gonna win fine. You're gonna be all right. But if you listen to the devil, you're gonna make evil choices, just like the 10 spies did. They got afraid and they felt surrendered to the enemy instead of mighty in God, and gave an evil report and wandered the wilderness till they died out in 40 years. That's no life for you. But just because other Christians and pastors and people do these things and won't grow up, just because you're a minister, that don't mean that you grow up. Whoever grows up, that's because they wanted to grow and they chose to grow. Some ministries, some pastors, some people just will not grow up. They leave their life to happenstance. They don't take responsibility. And they don't grow. And so when the enemy push back, they fail. That's not God's best. It's not God's will. It's not God's plan for them. But they don't understand. There's too many things they let themselves not understand. It's too many things they let themselves not understand. And so when people choose to be immature, which is a choice, then the devil uses it to his advantage. And when that happens, people get in fear, and the fear drives them into a corner, and they crumble, or they live miserably when they don't have to. But with God, we can do all things, and we are more than conquerors. We're more than Marines. We're more than Navy SEALs. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's going to continue to move and answer the questions of those who dare ask him. God loves people who want to know him and ask questions. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's going to continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.